How Proust Can Change Your Life. Written by Alain de Botton and read by Nicholas Bell. How to Take Your Time. Whatever the merits of Proust's work, even a fervent admirer would be hard-pressed to deny one of its awkward features: length. As Proust's brother Robert put it, the sad thing is that people have to be very ill or have broken a leg in order to have the opportunity to read In Search of Lost Time. And as they lie in bed with their limb newly encased in plaster, or a tubercular bacillus diagnosed in their lungs, they face another challenge in the length of individual Proustian sentences, snake-like constructions, the very longest of which, located in the fifth volume, would, if arranged along a single line in standard-sized text, run for a little short of 4 meters and stretch around the base of a bottle of wine 17 times. Alfred Humboldt had never seen anything like it. As head of the esteemed publishing house Ollendorf, he had, early in 1913, been asked to consider Proust's manuscript for publication by one of his authors, Louis de Robert, who had undertaken to help Proust get into print. "My dear friend, I may be dense," replied Humboldt, after having taken a brief and clearly bewildering glance at the opening of the novel, "but I fail to see why a chap needs 30 pages to describe how he tosses and turns in bed before falling asleep." He wasn't alone. Jacques Madeleine, a reader for the publishing house Fasquelle, had been asked to look at the same bundle of papers a few months earlier. "At the end of 712 pages of this manuscript," he had reported, "after innumerable griefs at being drowned in unfathomable developments and irritating impatience at never being able to rise to the surface, one doesn't have a single, but not a single clue of what this is about. What is the point of all this? What does it all mean? Where is it all leading? Impossible to know anything about it. Impossible to say anything about it." Madeleine, nevertheless, had a go at summarising the events of the first 17 pages. "A man has insomnia. He turns over in bed. He recaptures his impressions and hallucinations of half-sleep, some of which have to do with the difficulty of getting to sleep when he was a boy in his room in the country house of his parents in Cambrai." 17 pages! Where one sentence, at the end of page 4 and page 5, goes on for 44 lines! As all other publishers sympathised with these sentiments, Proust was forced to pay for the publication of his work himself, and was left to enjoy the regrets and contrite apologies which flowed in a few years later.